This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Open for Business here on Enterprise. We're going to be having a chat with a couple of people today. They've joined me via Zencastr. And currently, the lack of devices for virtual learning in Malaysia is exceptionally low, showing that a majority of schools are greatly unequipped from a hardware perspective to ensure the continuation of learning from home. RentWise did a survey of 20 public schools in the Klang Valley, and it showed that 45% of PCs in schools are older than 10 years, making them outdated and pretty much unusable. To add fuel to that fire, more than 60% of PCs are non-functional, whilst the Ministry of Education has reported at least 36% of students nationwide are without basic digital devices needed to learn in a time of crisis. Now, realizing this gap in available resources, RentWise started Digital Learning Empowerment Program back in 2009 with the aim of bridging the digital divide in Malaysia's education system. Also, RentWise has embarked on another DLEP initiative in partnership with Malaysia's largest bottled water producer, Spritzer. This collaboration sees a total of 16 PCs that will be donated to Hualian High School in Taiping in Perak, worth 33,500 ringgit. And thanks to the coming together of both organizations, a total of 940 students between the age of 13 to 17 will have access to proper tools for digital learning. On the phone with me right now, I have RentWise founder and CEO Lian Oi, alongside Dr. Chua Chor Teo, R&D Director for Spritzer. Welcome to the show, guys. Let's start with you, Lian. Explain to me, first of all, for people who don't know what RentWise do, just give me a quick brief as to what RentWise do.
Okay. Richard, we are in a leasing business. We are a leasing provider, and we specialize on leasing out remanufactured platforms.
Okay.
We've been in business since 2001, so this year marks our 20th year in business.
Oh, excellent. And Dr. Chua, do we think we need to let people know what Spritzer do?
Well, I guess, Spritzer is a household name now, but just in case many people do not know, Spritzer is the largest, most integrated bottled water company in the whole of Malaysia. We are the number one natural mineral water brand in Malaysia with over 40% market share. And we're hoping to, in the next decade, to hit probably 70% market share. So we are, trusting that the consumer will continue to support us. And we are here actually to give the best quality drinking water to our consumer, to our loyal consumer. And because we really care for them, we really love them, and we want to give them the best water for their hydration need. So,
okay. All right. So, Lian, just quickly, why for you is the DLEP, the Digital Learning Empowerment Program, why is it crucial to bridging this national digital divide?
It started up quite a few years back, Richard, where we were getting some of our staff asking us for help to equip their kids' school with PCs. So we started by taking a look at the schools around us, and we realized that there was really a serious gap in the lack of infrastructure that schools had to be able to conduct their IT learning, programs. Yeah. This situation really predates COVID. It goes many years back. Mm. And what we felt was that, where are we going as a society if we can't have our future generation equipped with IT and be well-versed with the IT programs, the IT needs today? So that's how it started. So we started with just a couple of schools, and word got out. And we still have a lot of requests coming in, which we just can't fulfill.
Right. Dr. Chua, if I may, what is it about RentWise that made Spritzer kind of sit up and take notice? Why do you think they kind of, why do you guys align so much, do you think?
I think that RentWise had several values and cultures, that are quite aligned with Spritzer. For example, they are protecting the environment, with recovering of this e-waste. As this e-waste is a big issue today, polluting the environment. And I think they're doing a great job from doing that. And then we are, and they are also very socially responsible, right, to the less fortunate by providing these refurbished laptop computers to these students to help them improve their studies. And the other thing is also that because they're also providing this special, I mean, digital solution to this SME today, which are, you know, under a lot of pressure to redo the way they do business, you know, because of this pandemic. So I think that RentWise is giving them a special, like, a cheaper offer, you know, to be able to help them to do this transformation to digital transformation. And then the other thing is, I think RentWise is a very proactive and innovative company because they're there to push new frontiers, you know, to grow exponentially. And this is what I call abundance mindset. And this is what Spritzer Aspiration is also too. It's also, right? Thank you.
Leanne, just to go back a little, when you were hearing about your colleagues talking to you about how their kids didn't have computers at schools and whatnot, how big of a decision was it, or how long did it take you to decide to start helping these schools out?
Very quickly. It wasn't hard. You know, some of the personnel we have, we get the kids to come in and do some, you know, short-term, part-time work with us over their school holidays. And we realized that these kids, you know, they didn't know how to use basic things like Excel. And that was simply because they didn't have access to PCs. So it was all theoretical learning, but no practical exposure. So we did very quickly, you know, we just took a look at a couple. I personally went down to see a couple of schools, and I realized that they were using equipment which was probably the size of a brick. And this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Right. And it just couldn't function. So it was a very easy decision to say, look, you know, if we can't at least help the people that work with us and their families, then, you know, it doesn't make sense to be in this business. And that's how it started.
Right. And then, so how is the DLEP, how is it mutually beneficial then? Not just for the students who receive the aid and the corporates fulfilling the social responsibility, but also for the environment. You know, as you guys, you're shaving off the carbon footprint of newly manufactured digital devices through the 3R process. Talk to me a little bit about that.
That's right. It's a circular business model, as you have clearly indicated, or, you know, you've clearly recognized. It's about repurposing technology and reducing continuous consumption. You know, I think that's a dilemma the world and the country faces today. It not only, you know, works well for the environment, but like Dr. Chua pointed out, you know, it actually saves costs.
And how have things changed, you know, whilst we're in the middle of a pandemic? How has that affected business?
How it's affected our business at RentWise? I think business is good for us. We're seeing a lot more requests. The only frustration we see is the constant having to, you know, to slow down and to stop deployments because offices are shut down and people have to work from home. Apart from that, you know, there have been so many inquiries, and I think, you know, usually downtimes are good times, you know, or I would rather say great times for businesses like ours because people are looking for financial solutions.
Right. I mean, that's what I was going to ask you next. I mean, when you look at purchases made online, for example, over the past few weeks, in fact, even over the past few years, we're seeing a lot of people working from home. They're buying new digital devices, whether or not they're laptops, PCs, or tablets. And have you seen more and more requests coming your way? We need these for personal use as well. Have you seen a lot of that?
Because we are a very B2B business, we get a lot of requests from companies, you know, from organizations out there that want to lease or they want to rent their equipment.
Right.
Mainly moving from desktops, which are not as mobile, to, you know, notebooks. So there's a lot of requests for notebook rental coming in.
Okay, let's move on a little bit then. We're still in obviously lockdown in a lot of places, which is obviously affecting the CSR efforts that you're doing like this. Can you explain to me what difficulties you've had during this this lockdown period? Dr. Chua, let's start with you.
Of course, you know, with this lockdown, we are also immobilized. So there's a lot of this CSR work that we do actually has to be on site. Yeah? And that causes us a lot of problem, you know, to get this moving. So this is a big challenge, you know, for us to continue to, you know, how to go about doing that. And so this is our challenge going forward anyway. Yeah.
And how have you overcome these challenges?
We are actually trying to do, of course, you know, using online stuff like that to encourage, you know, our people to continue to encourage those organizations that we are working with, the NGOs and the schools and all that, you know, in the way we are really, you know, innovating ideas, you know, how to share with them, how to even, do it with the social media, right? Yeah.
Let's take a short break here, guys. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm on the phone line with founder and CEO of Rentwise. It is Lian Oi, alongside Dr. Chua. He's the R&D director for Spritzer. We are talking about CSR and the lack of devices for virtual learning here in Malaysia and about how we can look at that and maybe help out a little bit. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Budding fresh ministers, BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Open for Business here on Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone line with founder and CEO of Rentwise, Lian Oi, alongside Dr. Chua. He's the R&D director of Spritzer. We're talking about the Digital Learning Empowerment Program, the DLEP, helping to provide schools with PCs. A quick question for you now. Lian, I want to start with you here. Now, PCs nowadays are fairly cheap, you know, especially the ones that most schools use. They don't necessarily have to be the highest spec'd out machines. But what tends to be, do you think, the biggest barrier for getting PCs into schools? Is it a lack of funds coming from the education ministry? Is it people just don't want to donate? Or is it, do you think, people just don't know how to do it?
I think, yes, there's a lack of donors, and I think it's due to probably a lot of awareness in regards to what is lacking in schools. Mm. I think definitely budget is a constraint. You know, the government can't do everything.
Yeah.
And it needs more than just the government assistance. You know, I think the public sector, as well as the corporate sector, as well as, you know, individuals need to come together.
Yeah.
It is a big cost, you know, even though, yes, PCs today can be relatively cheap. You still need to support the device. You still need to, you know, ensure there's longevity in the device. And, you know, that costs money to support, to maintain the infrastructure. It's something that needs, you know, adequate amount of funds.
Right. Dr. Chua, let's talk a little bit about the Hualien High School in Taiping. Why was that something that you guys targeted in particular?
Yeah, I think, of course, Spritzer is in Taiping. And, our chairman is very active in this school work, you know. He's very involved in, raising funds and raising this getting donation from the community and the business partners. So he does that every year to raise funds to help the school to operate efficiently so that they can recruit good teachers, you know, to teach the students to do well, you know. So these are things that our chairman is very passionate about students, you know. He believes that students are the future leaders of the nation and they must be taught well. So this is why he has put so much effort into schools, into helping schools, especially those private schools like Hualien, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes me question, because it worries me when I look at numbers like this and I look at the figures of schools here in Malaysia that just don't have the adequate support they need in terms of IT and infrastructure. And there's not just one or two schools. There's a lot, right? How can the general public help with this? You know, and how can they help alongside Rentwise and with Spritzer? What can we do to help?
You know, I think we want to call out. We want to reach out to corporate Malaysia, even to government agencies, GLCs. You know, Rentwise, in the work that we do, we've seen many, many cases where, you know, these organizations have retired IT equipment being stockpiled in storerooms, waiting for, you know, a scrapping exercise to take place. Now, these devices are gold for us. You know, they're literally gold because we are able to remanufacture, you know, anything let's say, of a reasonable age of not more than 7 to 8 years, you know, can be remanufactured. Yeah. Now, our preference, of course, is for equipment which is probably around 6 years, you know, no more than 6 years. But if we look at students, you know, the majority of machines that are retired more than meet their needs. Yeah. And it doesn't cost, you know, an organization anything. In fact, they get a value for it. What we do is we give them a value to recover these machines from them. And we just ask them to, you know, donate a small portion, 20%, which we will then repurpose, we will remanufacture from the, you know, from the economic standpoint, because we are able to recover value and we are able to remarket a lot of these pieces. So we put back a portion of these funds and we repurpose about 20% of the machines that come back from corporates. And these are what go into schools. Not only schools, but we also help out NGOs. You know, any organization that has a need for IT, an IT infrastructure to assist, you know, children. So orphanages, you know, NGOs, for example, like NASOM, we've helped them out with devices so that they can get their learning capabilities up. So really, it's about calling out to, you know, everyone out there, especially today in the pandemic. You know, I think sometime back last year, there was an article that was done by one of the MPs where it showed, I think you mentioned as well, Richard, that, you know, a high percentage, probably 40% of kids did not have a device. And even those that did, you know, they were probably working off mobile devices, mobile phones.
Yeah.
Now, if you have, you know, 3 or 4 kids at home, you know, you can't afford not to have a PC because it's just not effective to learn off a mobile phone. You can't,
exactly.
You can't do your lessons on mobile phones. You can't see what's on the screen.
Especially if there's more than one kid in the household.
That's right. You know, I've got three going school children, three daughters of mine, and I've watched how they are doing their online lessons. And it's intensive. You know, it's practically not possible to look at a mobile phone and do their work. So I think, you know, the last year, probably this year as well, we are going to see a huge learning gap when it comes to these kids. So if we can reach out to corporate Malaysia, GLCs, you know, even government agencies to you know, make them understand that, you know, the devices they have, which they have stored away, can be put to good use, you know, I think that's key.
Right. And this kind of brings me on to, you know, Dr. Chua. As part of the CSR strategy, how big is this strategy for you guys? You know, how much does Spritzer want to be involved in this? Is it a nationwide thing? You want everybody to be involved? Is there advertising on your water bottles and on your products? Is there stuff like that happening right now?
We are into many aspects, you know, of this this sustainability CSR issue, right? We are not only in part of it, but what Leonard said is very true. You know, I think we need some champions to rise up, you know, to work with them hopefully to be able to inform all the corporate and all the public, you know, to how to go about donating all their used computers, you know, to RAN-wise so that they can start, you know, creating more of this type of computers for the students. But of course, the other thing is, of course, the connection, the internet connection is also an issue that we need to resolve too, you know.
You have
a computer, like in my house, there sometimes I get sometimes the connection just is very bad, you know. So these are also issues that we have to look at.
Leanne, that kind of brings me to another question. I mean, if this did become, you know, like a big movement, a bigger movement as it is, rather than what it is right now, how would you guys at RentWise cope with the logistics of something like that, do you think?
We would work with, you know, a network of partners that are able to handle the logistics in every state, you know, in the country. I also want to give, a bit more credit to Spritzer because, you know, apart from donating these machines for remanufacturing, they donated more than 16 machines. What they allowed us to do was to commercialize some of the machines that they gave back to us so that we could put more machines back to schools. So I think that was a great initiative from Spritzer, and I want to say thank you very much to Dr. Chua and his team.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. I would really like this to take off, guys. I would really like to be able to talk about this in like 6 or 7 months' time and just see how many schools that, you know, are being helped via Rentwise and Spritzer. This would be a wonderful story to come back to in a few months' time, and I hope it really takes off and stuff starts happening with it. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
I've been on the phone with Leanne Oi. She is the founder and CEO of Rentwise. Alongside Dr. Chua, he's the R&D director of Spritzer. We have been talking about the Digital Learning Empowerment Program, the DLEP, and how it's crucial to bridging the national digital divide experienced by Malaysian students. You're listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.